So we're here in Galatians chapter 3, and notice what it says in verse 7. Know ye therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham. And the scripture foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith, preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, in thee shall all nations be blessed. See, the Bible talks about preaching the gospel to the heathen. And we hear the word heathen, and we think these are people with no morals, that reject the idea of God. And so people like this, that would say, we are pagans, we are heathens, we are barbarians, they can also get saved if they believe on Jesus Christ. But they must reject their culture and believe on Jesus. You know, what I found from soul winning in different countries and different locations, in the U.S., for example, there are a ton of Russians in Sacramento. In West Sac, it's the area of the Russians. And they do not accept the gospel at all. Now, they would say that they're Orthodox. That's the religion of Russia, primarily. Which somehow in West Sac, they've got a big independent fundamental Baptist Russian church that completely rejects everything about being an IFB. But it's like, we got a Russian church. That's what people say. But when you talk to a Russian, there's two problems. One, they've got the false religion. And the other thing is, they've got to reject their culture as well to be saved. Because a lot of people say, no, you know, you're attacking our culture and our religion when you preach the gospel to us. Or there are a lot of people from India in Sacramento. And the problem is, it's the religion and the culture. It's like, well, by you saying Jesus is the only way to heaven, you're rejecting our Indian culture. And it makes it a lot harder for them to get saved because of that.